Joining us is Joe Queenan. He's author of True Believers, The Tragic Inner Life of Sports Fans. Here with consumer help for those of you non-sports fans who are facing a Super Bowl weekend, which can be bewildering. Joe Queenan, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So you've given us some words or phrases people can use to seem like they really know football, because for non-fans, there's this jargon, this sports jargon, words and terms like flea flicker.
Yes.
What is a flea flicker?
Flea flicker is where the quarterback takes the ball, hands the ball off to the running back. The running back appears to be running with the ball, thereby drawing in all the defenders, and then he flips the ball back to the quarterback, and the quarterback throws it to a wide-open receiver down the field. And it's a play that, if you asked fans, they would like to see it used every single down, but it hardly ever works.
Why do they call it a flea flicker, Joe? This is one of the things about sports terminology. You can't figure out where it comes from.
It's something that, it's annoying, I suppose. That's why they call it the flea flicker. But I don't know where the term comes from. I think I may once have known where it came from, but I've forgotten. But the play is extremely popular with fans, but you don't see it very often. And it doesn't actually work that often.
The flats. Do you know where the flats are? They're going to throw it into the flats?
It's into the flat.
The flat. Well, yeah. I'm already wrong.
It sort of means it's thrown where there aren't any players, except your guy.
All right. Well, what should you definitely avoid saying this weekend to give away your ignorance?
The stupidest thing that people say is, why do they always run the ball up the middle? I mean, my wife always says, why do they run the ball up the middle? Because it seems like a stupid idea. But if you actually go to a football game and you see it from above rather than on television, when the player goes up the middle, if he gets through that large line of fat men, he can score a touchdown on any play. That's why they run it up the middle. Also, the shortest distance between two points is a direct line. And even though it seems stupid when it doesn't work, if you go up the middle and you get past the enormous mastodon fat guys on the front line and get through into the backfield, you can pick up a lot of yardage. So when people say, why did they run it up the middle, they don't know anything about football.
Should the people who don't know anything about football just give up and maybe, well, I don't know what else they might do this weekend, but not watch the football game and not even try to talk about it?
I think that they should throw in things like nickelback. If you say, you know, why didn't they use a nickel package, then it makes it seem like you know what you're talking about. And a lot of people in the room don't know what a nickel package is. But a nickelback means instead of having four defensive backs to defend against the pass, you have five. So the fifth guy is the nickelback. And usually the nickelback is not very good. That's why he's the fifth guy. But you can throw that in and say, why don't they have a nickelback? Or why don't they use a spy? Because that's a term you'll hear on Sunday, because Donovan McNagg, the Eagles quarterback, earlier in his career would take off and run a lot. So in order to prevent him from doing that, you have one of your 11 defensive players literally shadowing him as a spy. I think nickelback and spy, they create the sense that you know a little bit more about the game than you probably do. I hope this has all been clear.
All is clear, thanks to Joe Queenan. We are all now ready to watch the Super Bowl. Joe's latest book is Queenan Country, A Reluctant Anglophile's Pilgrimage to the Mother Country. Joe Queenan, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.